what happens here.
Okay. Once again, we have a young boy, and he's received a gift. And he's extremely pleased that the gift is for him. And his pet dog and turtle look a bit curious as to what the gift is. And in addition, his pet frog looks extremely pleased that he's received a gift. He opens up the gift, and much to his and his dog's happy surprise, the gift turns out to be a little frog who the dog then promptly begins to lick. And everybody looks happy for the arrival of the new little frog, except for the larger frog, who was already the pet of the boy. Okay, so everybody seems happy with the presence of the new frog, except for the larger frog. And the larger frog, a bit jealous of the younger one, begins to bite his leg. And the big frog is then scolded by the boy, and also feels the anger of the dog and the turtle. Okay, so the boy decides to bring his pets for an excursion, and they head off into the woods. And the big frog, still a bit unhappy with the small one, as well as the small one, ride on the back of the turtle. As they're riding, the big frog kicks off the little frog, who's then hurt. And once again, the big frog is scolded by the turtle, dog, and the boy. Okay, so the big frog apparently has been punished by the boy and is asked to wait on shore as the other pets and the boy go for a rafting expedition. But the big frog doesn't obey his given orders and in fact leaps onto the boat where the boy and his pets are. And as the raft is moving ahead, and the boy and the dog are paying attention to the motion of the boat, the big frog kicks off the little frog, who then lands into the water. Moments later, the pets and the boy realize once again that the big frog has done wrong, and they engage in a frantic search for the little frog, who is then lost. The boy and his faithful turtle and dog go home upset at the loss of the little frog as well as the big frog. And back at home, the boy lies down in his bed face down. His dog tries to console him while the turtle and frog mourn as well. Then suddenly the small frog flies into the room through the window and lands on the head of the large frog, squashing his head. However, all are happy to see the little frog once again.